that's what they want. That's what they're looking for. Okay.
Hello.
All righty. All right. Have a good day. Bye bye. Hi, Kevin.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you for getting back to me. So, you're middle telling me the address. It's 1820 Tomlinson.
Yeah, Tomlinson Road, T-O-M-L-I-N-S-O-N Road.
Okay, Tomlinson, okay, Road.
And that's Philadelphia, PA, 19116.
Philadelphia... PA, you said?
Yes.
What's the zip code for that?
19116.
Okay, and what? Okay, got you. All right, so I guess just give over this information to Tina, of course. What's the email address?
Kingdom Melody, K-I-N-G, D-O-M, Melody.
Melody?
Right, Kingdom, it's all one word. Kingdom Melody, M-E-L-O-D-Y, Kingdom Melody at AOL.com.
Okay, so I'm going to have to get all this information from your wife as well, but first we're going to onboard you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
See who this is assigned to. I'm not sure, 1 second. Okay, all right, someone should be in touch with you soon to start your enrollment.
Okay.
Now, the assessment tomorrow that's going to be taking place, they're coming down from the insurance, okay? Now,
mm-hmm.
any past assessments, I'm not sure what they were about, but I know that this assessment, they're going to be looking to see that Dominic needs the services. What does that mean? If you guys are there... You have to make it known to them that you're not always there for Dominic, because if they see that he has people, why does he need the service,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
So
right.
It has to, like, even if you guys are sometimes there, you have to say that you're not always able to be there, and he needs help. Either because, you know, you could say you have work, or it's just becoming impossible right now. They don't need to know that you're going to be the caregiver. If they ask who the caregiver is going to be, you could say, oh, the agency is finding us somebody, okay?
Uh-huh.
And, you know, they want to see that he physically can't do anything. So if he physically has a hard time with something, she should make it known. Don't clean up the house for them. Don't make Dominic look nice. You know, I was telling Tina the other day, I've had clients that were on oxygen and they didn't get approved. So, like, it really needs to look as if he needs the services, because he needs the help and with the daily functioning activities, okay?
Right.
You know, I always say, like, go into it like it's your worst day. So for Dominic, I mean to say, when he has nobody, what does it really, really look like? And that's what they should be seeing, not like a clean house and something made up for them, okay?
Gotcha.
Any questions on any of that?
No.
So I'm going to reiterate, they have to know that he really doesn't have a lot of assistance with family or anything.
He basically let them think that he's on his own.
Yeah, and he really needs the help a little bit, okay?
Gotcha, okay.
You know, of course, I never make anybody, it's not, I don't want you to lie or anything, it's not like that at all.
No, I get exactly what you're saying.
Yeah, sometimes they can be a little bit too, I don't know, more robotic than humanic, like I say, like they just do the rules and it's not always so fair. So that's why I say we have to do a little bit play by their games, you know?
So I get it. Okay.
Okay.
I'm on board. I am on board with you. Okay.
Awesome, awesome. So I guess we'll be in touch after the assessment. I send Tina information of the agency info in case the service coordinator asks. And again, if you have any questions, just reach out, okay?
I appreciate you. I'll probably call you in the morning anyway.
All righty. Amazing. All right.
Thank you so much.
Yep, take care.
All right, take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.